When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Maxie, you and I have talked many times, but never on the air.
No, that's right.
This is a first, and I know we share a passion for sports. And I know you also follow politics quite a bit, so
but very much from afar.
I try to follow it from afar sometimes too, but too often I have to be right there in the mix. I watched the Timberwolves last night. It was just fun to see a game actually proceeding as scheduled, even though many players.
Well, that's the victory right now, right? Yeah, I mean, and the NBA builds, you know, people talk about the Winter Classic for the NHL. Well, the NBA's version of that is Christmas Day, and so they got to do everything they can to get through Christmas Day. Now, Timberwolves don't play on Christmas Day, but the top teams do, and they reserve that as kind of their day. It won't be exclusive this year because there are some football games, including the Packers, but that is huge and paramount to the NBA. So they're going to do everything they can to not shut down, period, but to get those five games in or whatever it is on Saturday. And now that they have the G League, they can access players, and it really becomes about, we just got to get the games on. I mean, you know, last night the Wolves played five down, five guys in protocol, including, of course, Anthony Edwards, and they kind of ran out of gas. They made a nice run there and took the lead, and we saw guys we haven't seen play for a while, Jalen Newell. Jaden McDaniels played pretty well, but they just didn't have enough studs on the court. And Dallas is down a little bit too with Luka Doncic not playing. But you could just see they didn't have the horsepower to do it. So then they got to go to Utah, which is a really good team tomorrow night. But back to your original point, yeah, to see if you play a game right now, count it as a win in some respects.
Yeah, last night's game very streaky. A lot of 10-0 run, 8-0 run for each team, and then obviously. Dallas ends up winning up by 12 points. Now, today at 4 o'clock, speaking of games, we have Gopher basketball, maybe one of the surprise teams, certainly one of the surprise teams in the NCAA.
Yeah, their starter is just awesome. I was out there yesterday spending time with Ben Johnson and Dave Thorson, the assistant coach. I had a nice visit with him. He handles the defensive side, and of course he De La Salle, and then took a chance on himself, went to Drake and Colorado State, and then got hired back with Ben here. And what he likes about this game today is they're playing Wisconsin Green Bay, and they run the swing on offense. And anybody, when I say that, anybody in the Big Ten knows what's coming next. That means it's a great scouting report for when you play the Badgers, because it's that same offensive concept. And so you have to adjust accordingly, because it's a little bit different than a lot of teams play. And so this game, it's, you know, yeah, it's about beating Wisconsin Green Bay, but it's also about providing themselves with a little bit of a look ahead to the Big Ten in terms of concepts, what they'll face when they face Wisconsin, because they should win today. They moved the game to 4 o'clock so they can play it on the Big Ten Network. And, you know, Ben Johnson, talking to him yesterday, you know, you can't help every conversation, of course, begins and ends with this. But he says, you know, and then we let them go home for Christmas, and they're going to be with a lot of different people. And, you know, you really got to preach responsibility in terms of COVID, because this is, you know, this is a time when we don't control our team, and we don't know who they're going to, you know, run into it during the holidays.
Yeah, well, they have been fun to watch, that's for sure. So hopefully they can stay healthy. And then last thing, the NHL. I know this year they don't have those essentially COVID taxi squads like they had last year. And it's coming back to bite them, because they've had to cancel so many games. And here in Minnesota, everybody is focused on the Winter Classic that is coming up, in less than 10 days. So far, it looks like that is still full systems go, right?
Oh, yep. Yep, they're having press conferences every day. They're cleaning the rink yesterday. And I don't know, you know, maybe people don't understand this, but built into the collective bargaining agreement with the NHL is they get time off at Christmas. It's an automatic. Every team has a shutdown for the same amount of days. They extended it by a day. So now, in essence, no news will come out of the NHL, or shouldn't, until Monday, because they don't even have access to the players. It's hands-off time. So they won't know anything more until guys come back on Monday and test again. And so, obviously, they're trying just to talk. Talking about, and trying to encourage them all to be diligent about it, and all those things. But Monday is when we'll know a lot more about the status. And I would think they would play that game. As you know, it's like Mike Zimmer and Brad Childress just both told me about the NFL. They said they will get in the NFL every game, and mark my words, yeah, because they're so committed to it that they're going to find a way. And the NHL might want to look at some of that now too.
Well, and don't forget, you know, the NHL depends on gate receipts probably more, yeah, than any other professional sports, and that is a huge gate when you're talking about Target Field with, what, 40,000-45,000 people? I'm not sure how many people
yeah,
they have. That's a lot
huge
of money.
Gate, yeah. And if they get some snow that day, they'd have it all covered, man. That'd
yes,
be perfect
then,
for
then
them.
It's a great public relations thing. So let's hope. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Maxie, thanks. We'll talk to you again next hour.
You got it.
All right. Mike Max, News Talk, 830 WCCO.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX, because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.